It's been 11 years since the last Independence Day-themed fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. The Park Service ended the shows because the fireworks were starting small wildfires, polluting water, and littering the area with debris. Governor Kristi Noem wants the fireworks back. Besides being patriotic, the shows are considered advertising for South Dakota tourism. Noem enlisted the president's support for a show this year, but an environmental assessment has to be completed first. The Park Service published a draft assessment Friday. It says the wildfire risk can be lessened by thinning trees and underbrush and doing controlled burns to reduce fuel around the mountain. The assessment says, quote, "A fireworks display in 2020 would contribute minimally to wildfire risk," end quote. The assessment says a chemical in fireworks, perchlorate, is polluting Mount Rushmore's water wells, but the current levels are not considered a threat to public health. Fireworks could add more pollution to the water, but the assessment says the pollution will be monitored. The assessment also acknowledges that rugged topography around the mountain makes it impossible to pick up all the debris from exploded fireworks shells. Comments about the assessment can be submitted online until March 30th at go.nps.gov/rushmorefireworks. Public meetings are at 6 p.m. March 9th at the outdoor campus in Rapid City, 6 p.m. March 10th at the Courthouse Annex in Custer, and 4 p.m. March 11th in the Keystone Community Center. Consultation has already begun with Native American tribes that have spiritual and treaty ties to the Black Hills. The assessment says all of those tribes object to the fireworks show and consider it inappropriate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.